Thanks to our sponsors, OmniSend and Woo. If you're thinking about switching email platforms but dreading the migration, OmniSend makes it easy. They'll move your automations, templates, and contacts for you so you're ready from day one. Plus, you get support whenever you need it. Visit them at omnisend.com/open channels. If you build stores for clients, WooCommerce gives you the flexibility to create exactly what merchants need, customize workflows, extend with thousands of integrations, and scale without switching platforms. You stay in control as every store grows and evolves. Check them out at WooCommerce.com.
Hello, well, my name is Anne Bovelet, officially Anamika, but most people can't remember that, so let's keep it at Anne. With me is Nemanja Cimaljevic. Do I say that correctly?
Yeah, that's right? Good. That's really good.
And Steve Mosby. Many know Steve as Mr. WordCamp Europe. He's been leading that, and now he is mentoring. And Nemanja is also Mr. WordCamp Europe. He has a lot of responsibilities in WordCamps, but also Nemanja is a crack of a developer. And Steve here is a great project manager. And I'm a good lead and I suck at project management. So this is why I have these two great guys with me on the team for our project at the hackathon this year. It's called Test Alley or Test Ally. We haven't decided that yet. Why? Because we have another team member,
and we're not sure
if it's Test Elephant or Test Elephant. So, okay, well.
Just Elephant.
Yeah. And so, first of all, maybe it's fun for people to know what we're doing, and I'm going to leave that technical part up to you.
Ooh, okay. So, what we are doing, we are trying to combine the AI with knowledge sharing, which it can be actually really nicely used and used in a good way to actually teach you how to do things, not just do the thing for you. So we are basically creating an educator that's AI-based how to do accessibility things.
Yes, I would like to add something to that. It's something that I also said in my pitch on day one. Love and compassion are wonderful things and they bring small changes, but it's capitalism that brings big changes. And this is why I wanted to do this project so badly, because accessibility is actually an incredible conversion driver. And when we're accessible, anyone can use whatever software you're making. You're allowing everybody to use it, but also to make the same mistakes. It's something we sometimes forget. We can get patronizing to people who have disabilities, which is absolutely, I don't know. I wanted to say something really bad, and then they're going to chide me for it. So I'm not going to say that. But, you know, that's what it's like.
Beep.
Beep, yeah. And one of the things that our tool does is for developers are always getting pounded on. They're why don't you know accessibility? Why don't you know how to test it? And that is unfair, because it's not been brought into their conscience since a couple of years. Even though we have the American Disability Act, and now in Europe we have the European Accessibility Act, because people are looking at it from a point of compliance and they're like, oh yeah, I don't have 2 million turnover, or I don't have 10 people working for me. But the thing is, when let's not even go to ROI for web shops, right, guys? Let's go to support. If whatever you do or present has a support department, your support requests could go down by half, by 50%, simply by making your stuff accessible. And then you have money left to do other stuff in your company. That's what people forget. So any developer using our tool is going to be a better developer and is going to be a more profitable developer. Yeah. That's what I wanted to say. And now, Steve, so why actually on earth did you decide to join us? I mean, you know how crazy I am, right?
Choice. Did I have a choice?
No, you did have a choice.
I'm sure you had a choice.
And I think that we've got a really good team. Everyone's working really well together. It's a really great atmosphere sat around a giant table with a mixture of developers. And something Anne didn't introduce about herself was that you are one of the possibly most well-established people in terms of accessibility in our industry. You really are. Oh. And it's great to have both a mix of yourself with that guidance of how things should be mm-hmm. and how that works. And Nemanja has also got the technical background and knowledge of how we're trying to make this better for developers like yourself. I've got the wonderful task of balancing both and trying to keep us on track and making sure we've got the project management there, but also supporting the team with the documentation, the website, and also making sure that everything gets hopefully delivered in a very short weekend period. And it's great fun. Why would you not want to be a part of something like this?
Yeah, that's true.
We're having fun.
And actually, this hackathon is pretty unique because now that we're using AI everywhere, things are moving faster than we expected. So the character of the hackathon changed completely. And now we have something unprecedented. You call that in English?
Yeah.
So... there's another team. They're working on this extension for accessibility for users, a browser extension. And the plan is to have them give us one of their components. And Nemanja, when we're presenting the end results of our project tomorrow, is going to test that live on stage. And that means our projects are empowering each other. And I don't think that ever happened before. So, it's that it happens to be accessibility is just, that's fantastic. And I'd like to call everyone who's watching this. If you think you have a great idea for a project, and keep in mind that AI is now one of the big, drivers?
Yeah.
Start thinking about if you want to bring a project to the hackathon, because you have to start talking about it by September. That's 7 months from now. That's like, 30 weekends? You know how fast 30 weekends pass?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
So, Bob said, don't talk so much, but I just do talk a lot. So, just a question for you guys, so the audience gets more of a feeling. How is your confidence about this project? How are you feeling today?
Since 45 minutes ago, much better.
Good.
Yes, much better, because that was the breaking point, the tipping point that I wasn't sure how it will work. And I got the first integration test working, and I got the results that I was expecting.
Boy, am I glad didn't you tell me that.
Yeah.
And you, Steve, how about the pressure with the website and social media and everything else?
I think everything's looking good. We have a project plan and it's going to plan.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you want to be hearing, especially halfway through a hackathon. That thing's going in the right direction.
Yeah. And you know, folks, we do have a website and it's telling you about the project, but it's also telling you how to contribute, where we're going, what a roadmap is, and we're possibly looking far away in the roadmap at being a plugin at the end of what Storybook does. Because Storybook does automated testing for people who are not technical, because I know you're watching. Storybook is a tool that tests any code that you put in there. It's going to test it for all kinds of things that you ask it to. And it can do so for accessibility, which is lovely, but it can find up to maybe 40% of all accessibility issues. And after that, you need to start testing manually. And that's where we come in. And if we manage to build something out like that, the whole world can enjoy it. If you have questions, if you want to join us, if you want to critique us, Go ahead, come at us. I mean, we'd love to talk to you.
We would like to thank OmniSend.com and WooCommerce.com for supporting Open Channels FM. Till the next time, take care.